Prince Rainier of Monaco has died at the age of 81. He suffered from heart and kidney problems. He is survived by 3 children, 6 grandchildren, and a tiny nation in mourning. Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Rainier was born in 1923 into the Grimaldi family and one of Europe's oldest monarchies. After schooling in England and Switzerland, in 1944 he joined the Free French Army, fought the Germans, and was awarded the Croix de Guerre. In 1949, the prince became the 31st ruler of Monaco, a stretch of rocky Mediterranean coastline wedged between France and Italy. Today, Monaco and its city of Monte Carlo attract the rich and famous for its sunshine, lavish casinos, and minimal taxes. Historian Jean Descartes says Monaco was in bad shape after the war, and Monegasques have Rainier to thank for their current prosperity.
Monaco has no money, no real charm. It's an old country. It's kind of sleeping beauty. He organized the money network. He organized the political situation. And then the second thing was his wedding with Miss Grace Patricia Kelly.
Grace Patricia, voulez-vous prendre pour légitime époux?
The fairy tale marriage of the prince and the movie star in 1956 brought world attention to Monaco. The royal couple were rarely off the front pages. The birth of each of their children, Caroline, Albert, and Stephanie, sparked another round of media attention.
It's a girl, Caroline Louise Margaret, a little princess who will inherit her father's throne, unless, of course, she has a baby brother.
Jacqueline Monsigny and Edward Meeks were once part of the glitzy Monaco jet set and friends of the prince and princess.
The Princess Grace and Prince Rainier were a good couple, a real couple, and they loved the 3 children. They were very attentive of the children, and they were happy.
You realize that they just functioned together in a wonderful way, and one of the very important things in their life was the sense of humor. They were always joking and laughing together.
But in 1982, the fairy tale came to an end when Princess Grace was killed in a car accident. Rainier looked devastated at her funeral, and friends say he never got over her loss. He spent years in mourning, fading from public attention. The same couldn't be said of the couple's children, whose various scandals and failed marriages filled the pages of the European tabloids. In the years since the death of Princess Grace, Rainier devoted himself to his children and grandchildren and continued to strengthen his principality, attracting more investment in tourism and fighting corruption. Somerset Maugham once called Monaco a sunny place for shady people. Prince Rainier claimed to have changed that, and he defended the role his tiny country could play in the world.
I do think you have probably noticed that there is a certain difference when you come from Nice to Monaco, when you get into Monaco, there is something different. And most of, this small countries like this, I think are good sort of meeting places and melting pots.
Prince Rainier's son Albert will inherit a very different country from the one his father took over in 1949. Monaco is now a member of the UN, has a seat on the Council of Europe, and a people confident in their identity as Monegasque. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.